My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Kathy Hardwick, Kathy Hardwick, Hardwick. Date of birth 03/14/1955. The number 1, CKD2, or chronic kidney disease stage 2. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, comma, obesity, comma, the aging process, comma, and hyperlipidemia, as well as systemic lupus erythematosus, period. Recent labs reveal a BUN of 9 from 7, comma, creatinine of 0.83 from 0.84, comma, and a GFR of 77 from 76, period. There is no urinalysis available for the assessment of activity or proteinuria. Period. The patient was worked up for inflammatory factors and gammopathies, as well as vasculitis. The C4 was decreased, which could be a result of her history of lupus. There was no said rate available, which we will order for the next visit. The free kappa light chain was elevated. However, the free lambda light chain and the kappa lambda ratios were within normal limits. We will continue to monitor that, period. The RF factor, rheumatoid factor, was elevated at 27.4, comma. The patient states this is the first time her rheumatoid factor has ever been elevated, comma. We will closely monitor and repeat the RF. Period. She reports generalized joint pain and body aches, but denies any unusual symptoms. As previously mentioned, we will order said rate and anti-GSNA labs to assess activity in her lupus, period. Number 2, vitamin D deficiency. Her vitamin D level is really low at 14.7, comma. She is currently taking vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, period. We advised her to increase the dose and take 2 tablets of vitamin D3 daily instead of 1, period. Hyperlipidemia, her total cholesterol level was 258 from 249, comma. Her triglycerides was 97 from 105, comma. HDL was 90 from 82, comma. And LDL was 152 from 149, period. We advised her to follow a low-fat and low-cholesterol diet and to take omega-3 supplements, 1 tablet daily, period. We will continue to monitor. The next number, obesity. She has a BMI of 37.9 and weighs 256 pounds, period. Per patient, she states she has lost weight and weighed 260 at the last visit, although it does not reflect on our documentation, period. She states due to COVID, she spent 2 months sedentary with no activity, and as a result, had gained weight, but she is working on losing the weight by increasing her physical activity through walking daily and by adherence to a plant-based diet free of animal proteins except fish and eggs, period. The next line, systemic lupus erythematosus. Her most recent ANA titer was 1:80. She denies any new symptoms, and she is not currently taking any medication for this period. She states she is not seeing a rheumatologist at this time and refuses any recommended treatments with methotrexate, period. We will order an anti-TS DNA and sedimentation rate for the next visit, period. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months with lab work, period. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab and discussing, 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes discussing the case face to face, performing physical assessment and ROS, comma, and 7 minutes on documentation, period, end.